Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm going to admit to you a couple of things I've done in the past that I would consider this to be a failure. In 2012, I voted for Mitt Romney. I voted for Bob Dole, you know, McCain. I regret those votes every single day, even though they lost. Even though they lost. But now I'm getting a message now to call him back. You got that? So we'll continue on with this. I'm actually supposed to have a guest right about now, but that is my one thing that I'll admit to you, that I have voted for losers in the past. But this will be something we revisit later. You know, if you voted for Biden, I hope you're enjoying owning that, because if you don't have buyer's remorse, I don't know exactly what is going on with that stuff. Don't know at all. And I'm just talking about the Biden voters who were actually alive when they cast their ballot for him. Not the ones that were dead. Not those dead people. Everybody thought the mean tweets and dating Playboy models was so outrageously awful they needed to exchange him for a half-wit plagiarist with busy hands and a slothful mind. But all that aside, we'll revisit this another time. Joining us now, I've used his stuff many times before in the past. I almost think I've had him on the show before, but I don't remember. But joining us for the first time in this iteration from Guns.com is Chris Ager. How you doing, sir?
Good. Just calling you from down here on the Gulf South. We just had a little rain down here, but we're digging out, you know.
A little rain. Where on the Gulf Coast are you at?
Outside of Biloxi, Mississippi, so we didn't have, you know, too bad, just like 50, 60 mile an hour winds and 20,000 people without power. So, you know, kind of like a normal, you know, summer storm here.
So, did I have you on the show before when I used to have Guns.com on the show regularly? Did I ever get you to come on the show before?
I know Jennifer was on a bunch for doing the defensive gun use and stuff. Don't think I ever went on. I think I was scheduled to go on a couple of times, but different things came up. So I don't think I ever made it to the show. I know I went on with Kulian Noir a couple of times, but don't think I made it to you guys.
Well, the thing about Guns.com, and especially your stuff, I've used your stuff before. And
hey, it's doctor recommended. That's going to clear up anything.
It is. It does. It does clear up a bunch of misconceptions. Is what it does do. So, first of all, what do you think? Now, you have been with Guns.com longer than any of the other two guests that I've had on the show. What do you think about the new Guns.com?
Well, you know, we started back, I don't know, I guess 2011, 2012-ish. I know I joined in 2012. You know, we did straight news for several years, you know, and at one point I was writing 6 or 7 articles a day. I've kind of dialed that down a little bit and just doing like 2 or 3 a day now. But and then we switched to the e-commerce stuff a couple of years ago, and it's a good fit. I mean, like, if you think, like, where could I buy a gun? Like, guns.com makes, you know, sense, you know. So it's a good kind of tie-in, you know. We still do news. We do a lot of news, you know. We break stories here and there, you know, and then jump on press releases and everything as we get them, you know. So we're out there still slogging in the 2A trenches, because it seems like there's fewer and fewer of us, especially as the money's kind of dropped out of some of the platforms on, like, YouTube and stuff. You know, a lot of people are like, well, we're just not doing that anymore, you know. So, but, yeah, the e-com stuff is really neat, you know, because you can reference guns a lot more, you know, directly, you know. And then also when you're talking to manufacturers, you know, they want to promo their stuff, but also if you're selling their stuff, they kind of look at you a little different, like they are more interested in talking to you, you know, so.
Now, you don't write just about one particular area within the culture. You do a little bit of politics. You do some really good reviews.
Thanks.
I looked at your FN review, and I've never held an FN. I've never shot an FN. I just discovered FN myself, like, the other day when I bought a FN 509. But the SCAR is a interesting rifle in that it has. Does anybody even carry this? Have they ever actually? FN supplies most of the military. Does anybody buy SCARs in the military?
Yeah, yeah. It came from a SOCOM tender, you know. So there's a lot of it was used and is still used a lot, you know, in a lot of the tier one type stuff, you know, under SOCOM. You know, the guys that can basically have whatever they want, you know, type of things. You know, your normal grunts and Marines in the fleet and stuff like that, they stuck with what they get. But, you know, the SOCOM guys, they kind of have the magic unit credit cards and can get pretty much anything that has an NSN number, you know. So you see a lot more SCARs and units like that.
Now, the interesting thing, though, is that I would think this would be a plus for you. Like, can you write an article that goes in line with some sort of a sale or some sort of a gun they've got at guns.com? I see that it's for sale on guns.com, but I mean, this sort of makes it like a YouTube channel, blog, and place to buy the thing all in the same place, all without having to go to another website.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And one of the great things about it is in the past couple of years, you know, I cycle through the warehouse a lot up in Minnesota, and we just get some amazing guns through the We Buy Guns stuff. And, I mean, things you've never seen before. And then that, as a gun nerd, enables me to lay hands on it and be like, you know, I've only seen pictures of this. You know, I've only seen, like, one YouTube video on this from a Japanese guy talking about it, you know. So it's really neat. You know, I mean, we've had, like, gyro jets and auto mags and all sorts of stuff, like, you know, really super interesting stuff. You know, we've got a Smith & Wesson 544 right now, which, you know, there was only a few thousand of those made. We had a Colt BOA that came in last month that we did a video on, you know, and it's just, you never really run across stuff like that. And, you know, it's out there, you know, it's kind of floating around.
Chris,
and
do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break.
Gotcha.
To find Chris's work, you go to guns.com. Then on the upper left-hand corner, it says guns.com news. Click on that. You'll see his byline all over the place, guns.com. You can read about him, watch him, and buy him all in one spot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check him out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Chris Ager. He is a writer at guns.com. He has been a writer at guns.com for as long as I've been covering guns.com, and now he's a guest. I should have had him on a long time ago because I've always liked his stuff. But did you actually go to Columbia to test the SCAR? Did you get to go to FN's headquarters?
Yeah, we did a tour there back in late 2019, just before all the COOF stuff started floating around.
Yeah.
We went there and spent the day there and saw how they made 240s and went upstairs to their little. And you may not know this, but you know the giant factory, almost all machine guns and M4s. And they got a small little area where they do SCARs, which is probably one of the reasons why there are so few of them out there, you know.
Right.
And upstairs in like this little cubby hole is where they make 509s and 503s and stuff. And it's a really small area, but they really get on it, you know, as far as the manufacturing process. It's all like in-house, you know. It's you couldn't ask for any, you know, stricter quality control on that stuff.
I took a optics class with Steve Fisher, Sentinel Concepts, and because it was here in South Carolina, a bunch of the FN guys were there, of course, and that's where I first got. I've never looked at an FN gun and said, "Oh, those are just great. I got to have me one of those." Never have. Now I have a 509, and I'm sort of interested in them now. And then I saw this article by the SCAR about the SCAR. Tell me why, and just because I'm not a SCAR shooter or anything. Why is a dual non-reciprocating handle important on a gun like that, besides it won't beat your other hand to death while you're pulling the trigger on? Is that the big reason?
Gotcha. Yeah, they just came out with that. They announced that yesterday, as a matter of fact. They sent out the press release this morning, but they kind of, you know, let it out yesterday. But anyway, used to be on the SCAR, it would just have a left-hand side and charging handle, and it reciprocated, you know, moved back and forth, you know. Now it'll, the way they've designed it, they've got it towards ambidextrous, both left and right-handed, and it'll lock forward, you know, it doesn't reciprocate, in other words. So, you know, like if you're trying to get down into an awkward, like, prone position, like you're trying to shoot under a vehicle or something, you know, or you're trying to, you know, especially if you're right-handed or left-handed, you know, it's, you've got more options, you know, than just the straight, you know, you just had to charge it with the left hand and you had to watch that, you know, go back and forth. Now they've got a dual-sided handle, you know, and one of them is a low-profile mount and the other one's like a 30-degree offset, you know, where you can get closer with your optics to the rail and not have to worry about them getting beat up and stuff, you know.
Let me shift gears on you a little bit. Simply because you've written an article about them. I haven't even seen one of these things in the flesh yet. Because Kimber decided to get into the market where you got the P365 and the Hellcat and the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield Plus or whatever they call the wide body. And into the micro compact pistol. And you've written about the Kimber. Now, do you actually shoot it?
I just picked it up from the FFL. I haven't actually put rounds through it yet. I just put up their initial releases and stuff on it, and they were gracious enough to send me one. It just came in, and Winchester sent me a bunch of ammo that
right.
I'm going to melt down through it. So I'll have more on that here very shortly, but we're going to try to do at least 500 rounds through it, if not 1,000, you know, if I can find the ammo laying around, so to speak.
Yeah. So, with a gun like that, what are your thoughts on a gun like that as far as in the market? And why does everybody in the market have to have a gun like this where they're trying to, it's almost like it's a scaled down full-size gun to me. But at the same time, it doesn't, like, I have a lot of trouble with these kind of guns just because I have arthritic hands. Do you think this kind of a gun is here to stay as far as among concealed carriers?
Yeah. Basically, this is really kind of the new generation, you know. I mean, if you look back and you remember how it was, you know, back in the 80s and going into the 90s, you know, Smith & Wesson came out with the Wonder 9s and stuff, and then everything was a Wonder 9, you know. They had all these double stack, you know, alloy frames, stainless steel slides and stuff. You know, like the guns and Reservoir Dogs, you know, you saw them everywhere, you know.
Right.
And then the Glock started really catching on, you know, because when they first came out, everybody was like, that's a plastic gun, your dog can eat it, you know. But then they put them in law enforcement hands, and everybody saw how reliable and effective they were. And then everything had to be a Glock, and you've seen that the past, like, 15, 20 years. Everybody's trying to remake the Glock 19, you know, the Smith & Wesson compact, the M&P 2.0 compact. You know, it's just a, you know, honestly kind of a Glock 19 made by Smith & Wesson.
Right.
You know, the CZ P10, you know, so on and so forth. You can make a list all day.
I'm a big fan of the P10.
It's a good gun. It's a good, yeah. It's a great gun, you know. But, I mean, of course, the Glock preceded it, and everything is kind of like the same. If you look at the specs and put them side by side, it's like, wait a minute, is this the same gun? You know, but obviously it's totally different, you know.
Right.
And then SIG came out in 2017 with the 365, and now everybody's been playing catch up. You know, you saw immediately, you know, Springfield came out with the Hellcat, and then the Ruger Max 9, and the Shield Plus, and now Kimber's R7. And increasingly, you're seeing a lot more carry optics ready guns. You're seeing all these super compacts, you know, these micro compacts. Well, they're basically kind of the size of a 380, you know,
right.
a Walther PPK or something back in the day, you know. But they've got a lot more capacity, you know, like your old Walthers and stuff had 6 or 7 rounds of, you know, 380, whereas this will give you, you know, 10 plus of 9mm, you know, and it's smaller, more ergonomic, you know, it's got a lot of extra goodies, it's optics ready, you know, so that's really kind of the next generation, the new present hip generation, so to speak, in the past 4 years, all these old micro nines.
I got a challenge for you. Now, you could put it out there to somebody, but we'll talk about this in the next segment because we're coming up on the next break. This article, just like it is with all of the other gun blogs out there, if you go to guns.com, go to guns.com news, and then click on Chris's name. And look at his stuff. It's just like everything else. How many articles? Don't tell me now because we're definitely going into the break. Find them at guns.com. We'll be right back talking to Chris Zager. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ida made landfall in Louisiana as a hurricane, bringing lots of heavy rain and strong winds with it. Cajun Navy Relief President Colleen Udell explains how her organization is helping those impacted by the storm on America's Newsroom.
We've done water rescues and been working with Lafitte to help do wellness checks. Our partner organization, Brickmore Rescue, has been down there this morning. We may be sending a couple of boats their way. That is still up in the air. Our operations are switching to chainsaw operations this morning as well in the Luling area.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says those who aren't vaccinated shouldn't travel over the upcoming Labor Day weekend. She added individuals need to think about their own situation when deciding whether to travel. USA Radio News. The top Republican in the House is not happy with how we left Afghanistan.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the Biden administration for the results of the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the White House has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The squad led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is pushing President Biden to replace the chairman of the Fed Reserve. Former President Trump nominating Jerome Powell as Fed Reserve chairman in 2017, but his term is up in February. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to writer Chris Ager from guns.com, coming to us despite Hurricane Ida. And thank you very much. Everything okay on your end? Besides,
we're good. You know, chainsaws and generators are magical things.
I'm sure. If we ever have one of those SHTF, WROL, the world ends as we know it kind of things, I'm going to the Gulf Coast, because I'm sure you guys already got all, you got the generators and the food, and you know all the stuff. You know how to survive without electricity.
SoFi candle making and canning and stuff are hobbies for a lot of people down here. So.
Gotcha. So here's my question, and I don't know so much this is a challenge. This is more of a request. Now, with these micro pistols, one of my problems with the micro pistols is I go to I've gone to a few classes, and in all of the classes, they're always teaching you remedial action when the gun fails, because, as they all say, they all fail. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of anybody, have you ever, because I don't, do you know of anybody that has ever taken a SIG P365 and shot 1,500 rounds over 2 days out of one in a class?
I haven't seen the 365 run 1,500 rounds in a class. I just put 500 rounds over the course of about 2 weeks through a Taurus GX4, which is kind of like the, yeah, the entry level micro nine out there, you know, and it ran pretty good. I have no complaints on it. You know, it's a little snappy, but even shooting one handed, it ran. It chewed up everything. I shot steel case through it, you know, all sorts of everything from 115 grain to 147 grain and everything in between, you know, so.
I'd like to see somebody take one through a class.
Just I could melt probably it
down. Say, well, not to melt it down, just to, you know, like with me, with the P365, which I still have it. I bought it because it was used, and they were about giving it away. So I took it out and shot it, and I've never bought into that hype where you get out there and you buy the latest and greatest of everything. I'm always slow to the party. And I get it, and I shoot it, and the first thing is it's got a remarkable shooting characteristic to it for its size. It doesn't have enough material to do an undercut under the trigger guard, so that sort of bugs me. So I don't know how much fun I'd have shooting that part of it for 1,500 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
But then I come to the remedial action. I put snap caps in it, and I do it the way I've been trained to do it in the various classes, where you throw it out there at a 45-degree angle and run it to where it's facing away from you and all this other stuff, and spitting it out, and because the slide is so small, my entire hand covers it.
Exactly, yeah.
And five times out of six, I actually trapped the snap cap coming out, and it stayed lodged in the ejector port. Wow. So I still had a stoppage when I did it, because I'm so clumsy. So I would love to see somebody actually take a class and do a little book report on that one, because I would really like to know how that works out. I've seen people take classes with Smith & Wesson M&P Shields, for example. Mm-hmm. But that's a bigger gun. It has a full grip. It's sort of narrow. But to me, the form factor of that gun is actually better. What do you think?
You know, Smith just came out with the Shield Plus, which is,
yeah,
you know, again, the 365, but, you know, in a Smith & Wesson M&P format, you know, so.
Yes, yeah, Smith is a unsung hero in a lot of cases. I haven't tried that. I had a 2.0 for about 5 minutes, and I haven't. What do you think about the 2.0?
That's been my carry gun for a long time, and that's the thing. You know, I've probably got I've got gun safes and cabinets all over the house, and probably 75 to 100 guns at any given time, counting all the review guns and that I've got that are kind of, you know, transitory. But, like, I have carried the Smith & Wesson M&P Compact pretty much as my regular everyday gun for, gosh, probably 3 years now. I've got more than 2,000 rounds through it just this year, according to my log, you know. So I love the M&P series. I love the 2.0 Compact. You know, to me, it just feels better in my hand than a Glock 19, but, I mean, of course, everybody's mileage varies, but that's just how I see it and how I like it. I love the 2.0 M&P.
Yeah, the ergos on the M&P are much better than Glock. That's the part I don't understand. And I guess it has to do with their reputation they got before they came out with 2.0. Because I know that a lot of law enforcement people tried that, the original version. What did you think about the original M&P?
I had a couple of those, and notably I had a 40 and a 45, and, you know, they were okay, but I wasn't in love with them, you know. Whereas when the 2.0 came out, it had the better trigger and the better ergos and everything. It just felt so much different. It was like a night and day thing. You know, like Glock will have the different generations, and you go from like a Glock 3 to a Glock Gen 3 to a Glock Gen 4 or Glock Gen 5, and it's just really kind of minor changes, you know, to the on the outside of the gun that you feel, you know. Whereas going from the standard Smith M&P to the Smith M&P 2.0, it was really kind of like a dramatic change, you know, going from that gun from the first gen to the second gen models. And they, like I said, they just felt a whole lot better and really good and, you know, just super reliable, you know, practically accurate all day, you know, and just reliable as it can be, you know.
Yeah, I have noticed that. I'm trying very hard to be able to shoot a Glock, by the way. I cannot shoot a Glock. Well, I used to be able to shoot a Glock, but then I had open-heart surgery in 2015. And it's like when they sawed my chest down the middle, something disconnected between my hands and my head. Now, I can shoot a SIG, a CZ. I can shoot anything with a 1911 grip angle beautifully. But I cannot shoot. I have not recaptured that whole shoot the Glock thing where you're hitting center mass. I'm hitting low left. So the ergonomics really mean something to me when I'm looking at that, although I have been actually studied by a USPSA grandmaster. He downloaded a bunch of video and said, well, this is your problem. So I'm getting ready to start working on that. But I've always thought the Smith & Wesson M&P was a unsung gun. Is it? Do you think its reputation should improve now?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, it's my EDC, and I've got a lot of different guns to choose from, you know. So, I mean, I've shot most, and I prefer the 2.0, you know. Don't let that get out too much. No, I'm just kidding. But, they're great guns, you know, they really are. It's really tough to beat them, especially for the price point, you know. I mean, you can get a Glock and do a lot of different changes to it, and then you're like, oh, I now have $1,000 in this Glock. And then you can pick up this $400 Smith, and it outshoots it, you know. So it's like, oh, what are you doing?
I know. I've seen that. I remember a time when James Yeager, who was the guy that said all guns should be Glocks and all Glocks should be Glock 19s, he switched to the M&P for a moment. Although I don't know what he's carrying today. But anyway, you hang on for me one more time. We're talking to Chris Yeager. He is a writer at guns.com. Just discussing guns because that's what they sell there as well. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking to Chris Iger from guns.com. And we were I and guns.com were supposed to rendezvous in Houston this week. What do you think about the malady of what's going on within the industry as far as, no, we haven't had two NRA shows in a row. And I guess now, do you think this would put the feasibility of there actually being a successful SHOT Show into jeopardy now?
Well, NSSF canceled SHOT last year. There were a couple of smaller events that managed to be a success. Like I went to one in Anniston, Alabama that the National Association of Sporting Goods Wholesalers put on. And it was, they did it at the giant CMP range out there, which I don't know if you've ever been, but it's an amazing facility. They got like 500 or 600 acres spread out all over the place. And they were able to like socially distance to the max. I mean, the tents were probably 50 yards apart, you know, everywhere you went. And they probably had maybe about 100 or so exhibitors. So it was really small scale. It wasn't anything like SHOT where you have thousands and thousands of booths and, or even the NRA show, which is, you know, open to the public, whereas SHOT Show is just kind of an industry event. You know, it's kind of invitation only almost, you know.
Right.
So I'm not sure, you know. I mean, maybe this whole Delta variant thing, or there's a new variant in South Africa right now. It's supposed to be even worse than the Delta variant. So hold on.
This is the drama of live radio. Talking to Chris Iger. He is a writer at guns.com, and he is a writer that I have used his stuff for a very long time. I don't know if maybe was that the doorbell? I don't know.
I'm back. No, it was an alarm I had. Okay. It's gone now, so we're good. Sorry about that.
No problem. I just got to, I can't ever take a break. That's also the drama of live radio. But do you think that some of these gun companies who are really enjoying some explosive sales right about now, are they beginning to think that maybe they don't need trade shows, or do you think they are also cognizant of the fact that right now they could sell guns in just about any circumstances because of the way the nation is thinking right now? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a giant gun boom right now. You know, I mean, it's the past several years, it's every year, every month, the numbers are higher and higher and higher, you know. Even when it quote-unquote corrects, it still just goes down to last year's figures, which were already astronomical, you know. So right now it's so white hot that you can kind of throw anything out there and it's going to catch on fire. But I really think they're going to need or at least want, you know, trade shows and industry shows like that, because like with SHOT Show, it's not just, you know, the gun media comes in and takes pictures and writes articles and does videos. It's all these dealers from all over the country who've never seen a lot of these guns. They get to pick them up and hold them and see how they work, and they'll even let you break them down. And, you know, you can talk to the guys and really, you know, talk shop, you know, and then get behind the purpose of the gun and how it was engineered and all that stuff. And they'll, a lot of times they'll have the presidents of the company there and the lead engineers and all that stuff. So you can get in as to the weeds as much as you want to at like SHOT Show and decide whether you want to order one of these or none of these or 500 of these, you know. And the same thing goes for NRA, you know. And no matter what you feel about the organization, it's a huge show. We're talking 80,000 people,
yep,
that come to these shows, you know. And it's the exact same thing, except it's not just an industry-only event. It's all basically anybody who has an NRA membership, you know, they come and they can do the same thing, and they can talk to the same people that were just at SHOT Show a few months before, and they can decide on their own, do I want to buy this particular gun, or maybe I want to go talk to the people over at this booth about this particular gun. And you can go back and forth and hold them and think about it and talk to people and make a decision later, you know, because, I mean, they don't sell it right there at the booth or anything. It's not like it's a gun show. It's, you know, it's basically just a trade event, but for individuals. So I think a lot of that still is going to happen. I'm not sure how big it's going to be until they get all the pandemic stuff kind of squashed down, you know, and but I'm sure it's still going to be out there, whether they go to smaller shows that are more widespread and regional, you know, or even state-based shows, you know, that remains to be seen. I'm not a show guy. I don't put on shows, you know. There's a lot of moving parts to those things, but I don't see them going away altogether. But
The thing about the NRA show, and everybody I talk to, and it's not really about the organization for me either, but the structure of the show, I prefer so much more to SHOT Show.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because if you are, like, coming in off the street and you're, like, curious, and it's, you know, I think maybe that's why they do it in a pretty decent-sized city. If you decide to come in out of curiosity, you can join the NRA. And, can you actually come in without being a member of the NRA and walk around and check it out, or do you have to be a member of the NRA?
No, yeah, you have to be a member, but they'll sign you up right there, you know, so you can get a one-year membership, you know, and that's the price of admission, basically, you know.
Right. Which is not bad. As what is it, $25 to join the NRA?
Yeah, $25, $30, something like that.
Yeah, so that's the thing I liked about the NRA show, but I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens in Louisville. Back to Louisville again.
Yeah, and that's not that far away. It's in May, you know. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, what, 8-9 months, you know. So.
Yeah. So, we'll see how that goes. SHOT Show, I'm very... The problem with SHOT, I mean, what is it like? What's the COVID climate like in Mississippi?
Well, you know, we're, according to a lot of the figures, we're kind of one of the biggest hot spots. You know, they just mobilized a bunch of, doctors from out of state and brought them in, but it's, you wouldn't really know it though, because, I mean, everything's open. Nobody's wearing a mask. Everybody's, you know, walking around doing their own thing. You know, all the gun shops are open. All the movie theaters are open, restaurants, you know, and then, where I'm at on the Gulf Coast, it's all the casinos, and it's like a destination. You know, people come from all over the South and come and hang out here and lose their money in the casinos and eat shrimp gumbo and, you know, go out to the islands and try to chase marlins and stuff, you know.
Right.
But it's COVID's kind of transitory. It was like, well, it's out there, but, you know, nobody really cares, you know. That's just my take on how it is in Mississippi as a, you know, a gun guy. So that's worth approximately nothing, you know, to anybody else. But,
I'm hearing that in Vegas they've got you got to show your vaccination card to get in anywhere.
Yeah, you've got Steve Sisolak out there, the Democratic governor, and a lot of your Clark County and Las Vegas city leaders, you know, they're all Dems, and, you know, I hate that everything is so political to where it's like you're either on Team A or Team B, you know, and you have to hate everything that Team B does if you're on Team A, but
yep.
That's where we're at right now, you know.
Yeah. So. Very, very true. Well, before we run out of time, first of all, thanks for emailing me back and letting me know to give you a call back. I know how these phones work, and I love it when the phone takes over my life. I just love that part of it. Let everybody know that I'm very excited to be involved with Guns.com. This is I love a one-stop shop. Love it. So, and I'm looking forward to doing a lot of work to promote them and with them just for the fun of it.
I mean, it's guns, you know. It's there's so much just in that three-letter word, you know,
yep.
guns being a four-letter word. But,
Guns.com.
It's huge, you know.
Well, thank you for joining me. Check out Chris's work at Guns.com. It's under Guns.com News. Hour number two is inbound coming up next at Super Dave Harrington, some combat pistolcraft. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.